Good morning, children. Welcome back to AES online classes. Part of the same, we learned what is garbage, what are the different sources of garbage, and what is a landfill in the previous class. Now, in today's class, let us see how the garbage is divided. We already started in the previous class itself. Garbage is divided into two categories based on the decomposition. Based on the decomposition, the garbage is divided into biodegradable and non-biodegradable waste. Before we go ahead with the different types of garbage, let us try to know what is the meaning of composting. Certain materials, if you bury in the soil, after a few days, they get mixed up with the soil. The rotting and conversion of some materials into manure is called composting. These materials can be decomposed by microorganisms present in the soil, which converts into useful manure. On the other hand, there are some materials of garbage which do not decompose by the action of microorganisms, which we call as non-biodegradable substances. On the basis of this particular property, garbage can be divided into biodegradable and non-biodegradable. Biodegradable waste or biodegradable garbage is the one when buried in the soil, which converts into useful manure by the action of certain microorganisms. On the other hand, the non-biodegradable material, when buried in the soil, they do not decompose by the microorganisms and they remain same. Paper, peels of fruits and vegetables, leftover food, clothes or oils, etc. can be converted into useful manure with the help of microorganisms. Hence, they are called biodegradable substances. Plastic, glass, metals, and polythene bags are called non-biodegradable. If you bury the plastic and if you see after 1 month, you will find the plastic bag again as it is and not decomposed. If you bury a metal and check after 2 months or 3 months, you can get the same metal back. Similarly, if you bury a glass piece, after a few months, you can find it back. It is not easily mixed up with the soil because microorganisms cannot work on these materials and not break them into simpler substances. Whereas the materials like paper, peels of fruits and vegetables, dead remains of plants and animals, materials like leftover food decomposed in few days or months. So, based on this, the garbage can be categorized as biodegradable and non-biodegradable. What do we do by categorization of garbage? The materials like plastic, glass and metals, if they are thrown in the landfills or if they are buried in the soil, it will take thousands of years to get mixed up with the soil, or else they will be in the same form and cause soil pollution. So, these items can be recycled or reused. In some cities and towns, municipalities provide separate dustbins for collecting two kinds of garbage. Usually, one is colored blue and the other is green. The blue bin is for materials that can be used again, such as plastics, metals and glass. You know that these are the materials that do not rot in the garbage heaps. The green bins or for collecting kitchen and other plant or animal waste. You may have noticed that these type of waste rot completely when buried in the soil. By separating like this, we can reduce the environmental pollution. If biodegradable garbage is buried in the soil, there is no issue. In a very few days, it will turn into a compost. You can do this at home as well. If you have a garden or some free space. If the garbage was found to rot completely and did not smell, mix it in the soil where you sow your favorite plants. This would provide nutrients to the plants. We should be careful while disposing or throwing the non-biodegradable garbage like plastic, glass, and metals which do not decompose. Now, let us see what is vermicompost. We discussed that when the waste like vegetable and fruits are thrown into a pit, if it is buried in the soil, after some time it turns into manure. The manure can be used for plants. Actually, it's a waste material but is turned to useful manure which can be used for the growth of plants. Compost is an organic decaying matter useful for the better growth of plants. But what is this vermicompost? Vermi means worms. We can make compost which is very good for the plant's growth with the help of a kind of earthworms called red worms. You might have seen them in rainy season particularly. They actually live in the burrows. During the rainy season, the burrows get filled up with water. Then these red worms come out. You can see them. They are very slippery and red in color. With the help of these worms, we can make compost. This compost is very nutritious for plant growth. Let us see how to do this. To make the vermicompost, you need to dig a pit, or you can take a wooden box of your choice around 30 centimeters. In the wooden box, at the bottom, you have to keep a net or sand about 2 to 3 centimeters of height. After keeping this, you have to put the garbage like peels of vegetables and fruits or fruit waste, cardboard pieces, tea leaf dust, grass, dried leaves, husk, and other kind of biodegradable waste. Sprinkle some water to make this layer wet. Take care not to use excess of water. Do not press the layer of waste. Keep this layer loose so that it has sufficient air and moisture. Now your pit is ready to welcome the red worms. Collect the red worms and put them in the pit. Cover the box with a gunny bag. Red worms grow in the place where it is not very cold or very hot. The box should be in a shady place. Red worms need food. We can give them vegetable and fruit waste or coffee and tea remains. Not only that, weeds from the fields or garden also given to them. It might be a good idea to bury these food about 2 to 3 centimeters inside the pit. Do not use waste that may contain salt, pickles, oil, vinegar, meat, and milk preparations. as these kind of food materials can make the disease-causing microorganisms to grow. Once in a few days, gently mix and move the top layer of the peat. Red worms do not have teeth. They have a structure called gizzard, which helps them in grinding their food. Powdered eggshells or seashells could be mixed with the waste. This would help red worms in grinding their food. Do you believe, children, a red worm can eat food equal to its own weight in a day? Is it not surprising you? Well, red worms eat the food which is equal to its own weight. Something great. If you take good care of worms, in a month's time, their number will be double. Observe the contents of the pit carefully after 3 to 4 weeks. If you find loose soil-like material in the pit, then vermicompost is ready. Put some waste as food in one corner of the pit. Most of the worms will shift towards the part of the pit, vacating the other part. Remove the compost from the vacated part and dry it in the sun for a few hours. Vermicompost is ready for use. The part left in the pit has most of the worms in it. You can use these for preparing more compost or share them with another user. Use this excellent vermicompost in your pots, gardens, or fields. And this is like getting best out of waste. Those of who have agricultural fields can try vermicomposting in large pits. You can save a lot of money that is spent on buying expensive chemical fertilizers and manure from the market. I hope it's clear to understand how does vermicompost is prepared. Vermicompost enhances plant growth, suppresses disease in plants, increases water retention and aeration. Vermicompost also benefits the environment by reducing the need for chemical fertilizers and decreasing the amount of waste going to landfills. Right, children, we learned in this class what are biodegradable and non-biodegradable waste. What are the examples of these? What is meant by composting? And finally, what is vermicomposting? How it can be made? That's all for now. Let's meet in the next class. Thank you. Have a good day.